This is session 1 of stage 4 of our Road to Quran Mastery series. At this point, we're more than halfway in our Tajweed marathon. We have learned Mad, Nun Sakina, and Mim Sakina with all of their skills. And in our recitation, we should be trying to apply these rules and keep an eye for them till the end of the course and even beyond that. And today we start stage 4 with a new topic, which is Qalqala. And in session 1, we'll have our introduction to the concept of Qalqala and how to properly perform it. So let's get started. First of all, Qalqala in Arabic literally means disturbance. And if you want to learn more about the origin of the name Qalqala, you can have a look at this lesson in which I explained the historical origin of the word and why it is linked to a tajweed rule. And though qalqala means disturbance, it is not the opposite of sukoon, since the opposite of sukoon is movement or a vowel, and qalqala is certainly not the same as vowel. So the concept of qalqala in tajweed essentially has no opposite, and it means disturbing a letter that has a sukoon, without adding any movement or vowel to it. And it only concerns 5 letters. Qaf, Ta, Ba, Jim, and Dal. And together they form the word Qutb Jadd, which is an easy way to remember these 5 letters. And since it happens only with sukoon, it will happen to these letters when they look like that. But don't forget that sukoon can also happen when you stop at a word. So how do you disturb a letter with sukoon then? Well, when a letter has sukoon, you simply stop the airflow to be able to apply the sukoon. So it should sound like this. Ab. Ab. So here I'm simply trying to stop the air from escaping because I want to have the sukoon. That's why I'm saying ab. But as you can hear, the letter sounds very muffled, and in fact, it would be very difficult to distinguish between these two, for example. Ab. Ad. Ad. Ab. Or between these two. Up. Up. There is essentially no difference between these two letters when you apply sukoon and you trap the air inside. And this is exactly the problem, and this is the reason why we need qalqala, which is to disturb these letters. And you do that by simply releasing the air trapped inside. And when you do that, they should sound like this. Ab. Ad. Aq. Aq. Can you hear the difference? Now, one of the biggest problems is that people mix between qalqala and adding a vowel to the letter. And these two are quite different and should not be mixed up together. When you apply a vowel, you have to open your jaws more to perform the vowel, whether that is fatha, dhamma, or kasra. However, with qalqala, there is no jaw movement at all. All what you need to do is open up your lips and you let the air through. And the difference between the two should be like the difference between these two words. Bab. 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 الحق 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 الحق. So hearing and seeing the difference is pretty important at this stage because it is the difference between properly pronouncing a letter and therefore a word and mispronouncing a word, which is the last thing you want to do when you recite the Quran. Let's have a look at these examples, and we're going to focus on 2 things. Number 1, is to let air through when one of the قطب جد letters have sukoon. And number two, not to add a vowel when one of the قلقلة letters have sukoon.
وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ.
So you have to be cautious not to accidentally add a vowel similar to the vowel found on the letter you see before the letter of qalqalah. So then it would be wrong to say Ibrahim, Ibrahim. That is wrong. The correct is Ibrahim. And it would be wrong to say Iblis. That is not correct. The correct version is Iblis, Iblis. So qalqalah is a disturbance added to the letters qutb jad. So the qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. When they have sukoon, they can have an original sukoon with a sign, or it could be a temporary sukoon when you stop at a word ending with one of these letters. Qalqalah is releasing the air trapped when you try to apply sukoon to these letters. And now it's time for the recitation of this episode. Today's recitation is from the 20th juz, from Surat An-Naml.
قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبَعَثُونَ بَلِ ادَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهَا بَلْ هُمْ مِنْهَا عَمُونَ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا وَآبَاؤُنَا أَإِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ لَقَدْ وُعِدْنَا هَذَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
And now it's time for the challenge questions of this episode. Today's questions are also from the 20th juz. The first question. And when the word has fallen on them, we will bring out for them from the earth a beast, which will say to them that the people are uncertain of our revelations. The second question. Pharaoh's household picked him up to be an opponent and a sorrow for them. Pharaoh, Haman, and their troops were sinners. Were you able to find the corresponding verses with these translations? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel. if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in session 2.